This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne in studio today. Martin, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Loyal listener to the opening monologue. Today, however, I missed lap one. So I came in sort of mid-sentence.
Drugs?
And it's Jeff Spicoli over here talking about drugs and their power and the great... I mean, El Chapo has never been this romantic about... what drugs can do for you.
This was like hypnotize my listeners.
This was after Martin on Friday admitting he took some cough medicine with a hint of codeine.
Oh, man.
Oh, so we both are on.
I got it. And it was not my
Martin
prescription.
Martin sipping on syrup over here.
Well, is it the syrup that the kids like?
Yeah, two Z's.
I had a little bit Sunday afternoon, was still bothered by this cough, and Kim had a prescription for codeine. But, you know, we're married. It's common property, common law. So I'm like, I can have some of that.
I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
The codeine, I laid down for like a two-hour nap. I mean, you would have thought I was doing shrooms and acid. I mean, the weird dreams that you have. And this is a guy who has normal dreams where I'm yelling at Bob Costas. It's just the most incredible, like, mind trip you could have. But I heard Frank going on and on about the power of drugs and narcotics. And I thought, what was lap one? He buried the lead.
Oxycodone, baby.
That was Rush Limbaugh, and then Vicodin was Brett Favre. That was the first time I really heard about people being addicted to painkillers.
Well, with Favre's situation, what did he go, 10 years straight starting, you know, every game? Yeah. And but, football, that's
But the Vicodin deal was real early in his career, like second or third year, I want to say. And he went to the Hazleton Clinic, but and said he had to kick it.
I could see that happening so often.
Oh,
I mean, these guys,
are
when they have these collisions, it's like a car wreck, like five or six car wrecks a game. And then you can take a little pill and then all of a sudden feel good? Heck yes.
And in football, you can't go on it. You can't have a nice DL stint. You know, you don't have guaranteed money. So the more snaps you play, the better opportunity your career extends.
Yeah.
If you are quote-unquote injury prone because you refuse to, you know, shove opioid and, you know, painkillers in. And you do it the natural way, you're out of the league in 2 years.
And
so it's almost you have to.
And a lot easier than it used to be. North Dallas 40, these old movies, semi-tough. They were always just shoving needles in their knees and arms. I'm like, ugh.
Well, greenies back in the day, weren't those like speed, like kind of uppers for
they'll
players?
They'll get you going.
And, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like that needle, though, to relieve the pain. No. I mean, I'm talking about like with Larry Walker. Remember him? He like I couldn't even like move his neck.
Oh, like
to the
neck
right.
And the, oh yeah, when you really get a true.
Oh my goodness! And then he'd take that shot, and all of a sudden he'd hit 400 for 2 weeks. It'd wear off. He had to take another shot. That's why he quit, because he knew that he couldn't take those shots anymore. You know, just.
In a related note, Dr. Rick with actual medical advice a little later in the show. You can text in for Dr. Rick 855-282-8255. One other thought: you mentioned Costco. Zach Choate and I have a running joke at work. And we'll say, oh, my wife ran to Costco. Of course,
is it Costco or Costco?
That's a good question.
I think it's Costco.
Costco. He's pronouncing like the rich people do with, you know. The
Costco? Costco.
White teeth.
Wow, white
Costco.
Teeth.
What
Costco.
Did I say?
Three backup
what did I
cameras.
Say?
You're saying Costco.
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 Anyway,
like
we do
John
all
Miller.
Our shopping at Schnucks.
Yes,
but,
of course. We both do.
But there are occasions you can go to Costco and load up. But Zach and I have this complaint. That whenever our wives come back, you'll say, oh, did you get that loaf of bread? Oh, yeah, yeah, but they had a special going on. I got us a new water heater. And you're like, what? And she'll run in and say, well, I'm going to grab some of those granola bars. Oh, yeah, grab a bottle of wine. Oh, I also got us a trip to Tahiti. What? Every trip to Costco is $600-$700.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Like, we don't belong. My wife wants to. And she goes, it's only like $50 for the whole year. And I go, like, well, no, it's not, because... You might spend $50 on the membership,
correct.
But then every trip to Costco, you're spending like $300 probably on crap you probably don't need.
And as you enter, Frank, what's the first thing? It's the electronic section.
Yeah, the TVs.
You enter through the TV, and I've been there with Carson. He stops and goes, Dad, look at this TV. Yeah. It's only $2,800. I'm like, right, it's $2,800. You go through, and then they have jewelry. All of that is first. Before you get your discounted loaf of bread.
And when I walked into Costco for the first time. I think this was a few years ago. I'm from a town of a Kroger that closes at 8 p.m., you know, a Hy-Vee. Yeah. And you
Kroger,
walk into
boy.
These stores, and it's unbelievable. It's all-purpose. Absolutely can
and
get
let's
anything
face it
you
too.
Desire.
The
it's
biggest fringe benefit is the free samples.
A lot of free. You could
oh,
live in there.
Man.
Couldn't if they closed you in there for the night, you'd be fine.
Oh, I've always said, and I've said this about Sam's, but now I'd because of Kroenke, I don't go there. If I had to be locked in one room for like 15 years, it would be Sam's. I mean, think you could read. You could work out. You could have those big chocolate muffins.
You got
I mean,
the TVs.
Great clothes, workout clothes.
They got a great
shoes.
Meat section and probably sell grills. So you have
yeah.
your, you know, you have your meat.
If they only had some pharmaceuticals for Frank, he'd be in heaven in there.
Oh, they got a drug section.
Oh, I'm sure aisle 89 is oxycodone yeah. and all those.
I wonder if you could live there and just, you know, like the Tom Hanks just sort of disappear and like nobody notices. I wonder how long you could get away with living in the Costco.
I mean, I tell you what, I'd make a good run of it.
Is there like a camping section at a Costco? Do they have like tents that you can buy?
Well, you would just climb up to one of those upper shelves. They wouldn't
oh,
see you at night.
I love getting in little nooks. I'm
yeah.
like a little cat. You know, I like getting in nooks and little areas to where you can hide with a bunch of blankets. I would fit so well in Costco.
This is why we do what we do. Right now there are lawyers at lunch. They're not talking about
we
if they could get
great.
Into a little nook at Costco yeah. and hide for a couple of days. All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, did you see the tweet? Nathan Fenno, I think he writes for the LA Times, and he was merely pointing out that the top six stories currently on the LA Times website were about the Lakers, the Dodgers, and the USC. And he said, is it really Super Bowl week? Our top six stories involve
wow.
Lakers. Dodgers haven't played in a while. And USC. Now, he has since, if you look at it, had to go back and explain, okay, the lazy national narrative is saying we're not a good football town. All I was pointing out
well, now, is... Now it's a lazy narrative. Okay.
He was saying it's a lazy narrative that we're...
Okay.
If you go to Nathan Fenno, you'll see how he's had to kind of explain what he was pointing out. But what's your reaction to that, Frank? Lakers, Dodgers, USC currently leading in terms of most clicked stories at the LA Times.
Well, I could see Lakers for sure, especially with this talk about the Brow and Anthony Davis. I guess the Dodgers because you still have that Bryce Harper possibility out there. I can't picture USC. Why USC?
I guess there's always drama and then they need an offensive coordinator because Kingsbury left him at the altar.
Their athletic director doesn't seem to know what he's doing. Maybe that's fun.
I would have thought the Super Bowl would trump the USC football troubles right now.
Now
they're a college football town, Frank.
They're a college football town.
I will say this. I've been getting calls from writers on the West Coast. I guess they know that I'm a Kroenke basher because they're doing stories about how St. Louis feels. And
Who cares? Why would they care how we feel about this?
Well, I guess they're, you know, they're looking for angles for the Super Bowl.
The
so.
Super Bowl's the angle. Would yeah. we, like, if we, let's just
did,
say.
Well, in 99, did any of us go to L.A.?
Right.
I don't know. I don't
let's
think
so. Let's
just
say theoretically we poach, like, the Panthers or something. And then 3 years later, the Panthers, the St. Louis Panthers are in the Super Bowl. Are we calling people in Raleigh or Charlotte to get their thoughts on how they're approaching the game? We don't care.
Yeah, maybe it's fairly recent, though. It's been 3 years. The question is, if they don't care about the Rams, they really don't care to read about the St. Louis fans.
Yeah.
I know.
I think it was Andy McCullough, who's actually their Dodger writer, was here last week. He just posted his piece last night, and he ended up at a Rally Sports in St. Peter's, and they said they consolidated all of their Rams gear into one location. And that they actually do still find Rams fans in town, Ahmad Hicks, Charlie Tuna, looking for gear, and they carry it at one store.
Really?
So in the St. Peter's Rally, is it the Rally House? Is that what it's called?
So who else? And Chris Sloan is in that list. Technically, he lives in L.A.
So he's got his own gear.
Yeah. So I wonder, do you know anybody else?
Younger fans. There are some high school kids I've heard say that.
Really?
That it's still our team. Okay, Frank, you are Kevin Demoff. Sorry. You're at the opening night, and you turn and you see a guy wearing a I Love St. Louis t-shirt standing right next to you. Did you talk to Joe Roderick? How awkward was it when you saw this guy who appeared to be trolling? Did you see the picture of Roderick
I haven't seen it.
On Twitter, he's standing next to Demoff. Have we heard from Roddick? Did he interview him or talk to him at all?
I was texting with him. He said he did have a brief conversation with him.
We might need to know a little more about that. Joe Roderick, part of our...
I'm going to retweet that as we speak here.
Part of our Super Bowl coverage.
What I wanted him to do was, and I sent him the photo, I wanted him to make a custom t-shirt with the Charlie Marlowe, Kevin Demoff graphic on it that said Professional Liar. I wanted him to walk around Super Bowl Media Day wearing that.
Oh,
well,
like
he's still got time. I think John Marisak said they made the shirt for him before he left. The I Love St. Louis shirt. He's standing. He's clearly, Demoff's talking to somebody else.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is great.
But Roderick is right there.
And kinda, Joe looks a little ominous. He's got the shaved head this time. Is that crew cut working?
Yeah, he does look a little ominous.
And if I were Kevin Demoff, I'd be very concerned that this Joe Roderick, who has a wrestling background.
Yes.
And it was a Monday Night Raw, I think, so he was probably kind of fired up. Can we get Joe to call in maybe the end of this show?
Yeah.
Just give us his details. But, Frank, you are Kevin Demoff. Do you approach that person, or do you kind of scurry in another direction?
I hate to sound like Yadier Molina and dusting off questions, but I will not answer that because I will not be Kevin Demoff, even for the sake of this.
I will not be Kevin Demoff. All right, true or false, asking for a trade a year and a half before your deal is up is just plain rude.
It is, but... Look, why should I waste a year and a half without any chance of winning a championship? It's going to happen. There's no use for me to hang around here. I'm sorry if they don't love me, New Orleans. I'm going to try to win a championship and play with LeBron or play with Kyrie. I got to get out, so I'm not going to waste any time.
I did enjoy this opening paragraph or two, Brian Windhorst writing on ESPN.com about the Anthony Davis New Orleans demand. On a Sunday afternoon at the Superdome in December of 2014, Rita Benson LeBlanc, the granddaughter of New Orleans Saints and Pelicans owner Tom Benson, reportedly accosted Benson's wife, Gail. Now, Tom Benson was the old guy with the umbrella who has since passed.
Still a little dancing.
So the granddaughter accosted Benson's wife, Gail. Within 6 days, Tom Benson disinherited his daughter, Renee Benson, and her two children, including Rita, that's the granddaughter who accosted his wife, and then made Gail his primary heir. There's way more to this story, of course, and it was the subject of a long and bitter legal drama, but there's a lesson here. Be careful when messing with Gail Benson, which I thought is pretty interesting. She's the owner of the Pelicans, and basically saying if you mess with these folks, they might get you. I don't know what they could do to Anthony
Davis. Was this the second wife for Tom Benson?
I believe, yes.
Isn't that a shame? I wonder how long they were married for. That this woman may not have been married for long. He's got his own flesh and blood, his own kids, and they're out of the will. And this woman... Hey, Brian, can you find out how long they were married?
They got married in 2004. That was ugly. I remember that.
Disinherited his own daughter.
They tried to claim...
Grandkids.
The kids tried to claim that he was not...
Of sound mind?
Yeah,
when he did
that. I think
people thought that was plausible.
Right. Now, that was an ugly court battle. I remember.
I wonder if that's
that.
All played out.
That is the worst. How could any human being do that to their kids? Do we know what Mrs. Benson looks like? To be really shallow here.
It's usually about this
time.
Not
great.
No?
No.
Well, I think she's an older woman.
She's 72. This isn't one of those May-December relationships where, like, he marries, like, a 20-year-old. She's in her 70s.
Okay, speaking of women in their 70s.
All right, there we go.
All right.
We'll get back to greatest high school athletes ever.
And opioids.
Okay, I got to tell you something. I've never been a huge fan. I've always thought she was an attractive lady.
Raquel Welch.
But 72-year-old Susan Sarandon on Ray Donovan is stunning. I keep telling this to Monique. She's on... Every night, could you believe this woman is 72? She goes, okay, I heard you the first time. I mean, she really is a beautiful woman at age 72. And you know how some women look attractive at 72 because of a lot of work? And I'm sure she may have had a little bit of work done, but she had good work done. This is a beautiful woman, Susan Sarandon, 72.
I would say her history, like just kind of seeing her over the years, like I think she's aged gracefully, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Like that she hasn't had any major changes that you could tell. Because she's been in the limelight for a long time. Frank probably, you know, podcasts her on her political takes. Yeah. And...
Oh, she's a far wacky lefty. Did break up with Tim Robbins.
Is that
years,
right?
12 years her junior. He's 60, and she is 72.
What if she said he's starting to show his age and she dumped him?
Boy, I tell you what, you look at a picture of Tim Robbins, you look at a picture of her, and one of them 72, one of them 60, it's the opposite. So
All right, Frank, true or false, you have a basketball in your trunk right now?
Golf clubs. No, I don't have one.
I brought this up because there's that great...
It's one of the first times in 25 years I don't.
I kind of thought, if I had to guess, I should have gone around the room. I would have said yes. You're like the H. Waldman.
Yeah.
Of St. Louis media.
I guess after Dom's last game, I didn't have to have a ball at all times, so...
Well, there's that video and the pictures of the Canadian pileup, like a 75-car pileup where the traffic stopped.
Oh, yeah.
And they all got out their hockey sticks out of their trunk. And I thought only in Canada would they all have a hockey stick in their trunk. In St. Louis, did that happen? Strickland's the only guy with a hockey stick. And yeah. I thought if anybody had athletic gear in their trunk, it would be Frank and a basketball.
I got clubs in there, but that, no.
Good traffic jam, break them out. All right, last one. Super Bowl prediction. Not what you want to happen. What do you think will happen? And also give me Todd Gurley's line. I'm thinking 4 for 10. He could probably top that.
Wait a minute. You're thinking 4 carries, 10 yards?
Well, that's what he had in the championship. I'm thinking he can do a little better than that.
Oh, yeah. He'll be better. I'd say 31-21 Patriots.
It does feel high scoring, doesn't it? And I've said this. New England always plays compelling games. They're always sort of close, maybe going to overtime, maybe down to the final play. I think that's what's going to make it more compelling. And everybody that says they're not watching will get sucked in that fourth quarter because friends will be texting or telling them.
And everybody will be... Do you guys have the numbers where you have those squares?
By the quarters, I think.
Yeah.
The squares at work where we wouldn't wager.
I think we
need to get those.
Last
going.
Year, like Mike Bush won like 400. Oh, we're really happy for you, Mike.
Give it back. Well, there's no charity involved. Give it back. We'll just give everybody back their $2.
One quick, we were talking about greatest high school athletes, and somebody, we've got unbelievable suggestions, but somebody brought up a recent one, and this guy is probably top five of all time, A.J. Epenesa. How about this at Edwardsville?
Oh, yeah.
He averages like 20 in basketball, and then in track, two-time state champion, second in the nation in the discus. And oh, by the way, he's like the best defensive end in the Big Ten. He's going to play in the NFL for 5 or 10 years. That guy is definitely on the list.
That's a really good call. Did Norm Sanders send that in?
It's a 6'1"-er, but I don't know if it
was
Norm.
That's a really good call. I was thinking when I was in high school who were the dominant ones, and most were good at one sport or the other. Dan Vierling was really good at football and basketball, I believe. And played, what, football at Arkansas?
But K-State. He ended up, great at basketball, great at football. That's a good one. That's very nice, yep.
But it's almost always Alvin Miller, Mike Shannon, Carl Gentile. But that's a great call for the Metro East.
All right, let's take a short time out. We're going to be joined by Dr. Rick Lehman. We're going to be talking oxycodone with him. We'll be right back.